Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, June 30th, 2018, you're listening to the PW Torch Livecast, a.k.a. The Deep Dive with Rich Fan. I am Rich Fan, joining you this week talking about the idea of hate watching. And if you want to join in and tell us what you love to hate or what you hate to love, feel free to give us a call. Area code 515-605-9345. That's 515-605-9345. Or feel free to shoot an email at pwtdive@gmail.com. Now, I won't be doing this alone. My erstwhile co-host, Urson DeRoche, will be joining shortly of the PWT Linecast fame. But in the interim, we'll be chatting with you. We'll be looking at some emails. And to be honest, we're going to talk about an admission of my own. So with this episode, when Urson presented it, I was really excited because I think a lot of what's going on now in wrestling and as far as complaints really can be filed under hate watching. And I realized basically 10 minutes ago that I'm a hate listener and I hate listen to a couple of podcasts. And it's amazing how when I made that observation, I just figured out why what we're going to talk about today in terms of the watching is so pervasive. I listen to a lot of the Conrad Thompson projects. So I used to listen to What Happened When basically every week. Something to wrestle with every other week, or if there's a good subject. Not so much with 83 Weeks, and I definitely listened to all of the Ric Flair before that kind of went its way. And so listening to an older episode of the What Happened, well, not What Happened When, an earlier episode of the Something to Wrestle With, it just dawned on me that I'm listening to figure out where the BS starts and where the story gets obfuscated, because it's going to be more fun to make fun of Dave Meltzer than it is to kind of get to the heart of the fact that often than not, and he's in a twist of fate being used as the catalyst by which people who thought he was glomming on to the wrestling business can now return to the wrestling business. And it really is just a waste of energy to kind of listen and debate and go over the stuff over and over and over again, because it really just burns you out. So I cut the cord. I had to delete, and it's interesting. I know Bruce and Wade will be at the StarCast, and we'll be having a four-way dance with Mr. Meltzer and Alvarez. So I'm looking forward to that, and I will be there too for All In, but unfortunately, I will not be able to attend the actual event thanks to some football commitments. But anyway, that's where I'm at for this week, and that's why when we're talking about the idea of hate watching, sometimes it falls into WWE, sometimes it's watching just to say you're still watching wrestling. You know, it's okay to take that break. It's not like, as with anything, time heals all wounds. So if you need to take that break, if you need to step away from the table, so to speak, it's okay. It's not a big deal. So when, let's see, I'm going to throw this on real quick. Let's see. Good evening, Mr. Kylan. How are you this evening?
I'm very well, Rich. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm waiting for Urson to sign up. And once he's on, we'll be good to go. But I figured I saw you were online. Pick your brain and let you pick mine, and we can start chatting here on the live cast.
Well, you, I didn't have real prep time this week because I don't know if you know this, but you forgot to inform me what the topic was this week, so I'm going into this cold, but
I am so sorry, Kylan. Yeah, this week kind of, between my day job and my other day job, it kind of got a little aggressive this week, so I apologize for that.
I do not believe in the concept of hate listening or hate watching TV things because what's the purpose of it? If you don't like something, you don't have to listen to it.
That's true. Now, what about wrestling matches? Are there any wrestlers you've ever been just, you kind of like grit your teeth? Or not so much?
There have been a few, but in those cases, I tend to block them out and pretend that they're not even in the ring and focus on the opponent.
Okay. And what about with television shows? Because I think it's been made most famous by shows people love to hate. I always think of the old Jerry Springer show back in the day, or Maury Povich, or something of that nature. Are there any shows that stick out in that regard to you?
I avoid anything I don't like, much to my parents or anybody that's around me chagrin. So unless I'm like eating or something and my mom or my dad or someone in my family has to come and help me, I avoid anything I don't like and strictly only watch the stuff I do happen to like.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what about my question for you this week, since I'll turn the table, since I didn't prepare you for this week's episode. What would be the thing that most attracts you to a wrestler you haven't seen before? So when you're watching a match, is it the moveset? Is it their music? Because that's really kind of what ties it in. Like, a lot of people see Roman Reigns and John Cena as definitive hate watch people, but I would disagree. What do you think?
Really, the only wrestler at I have no reason to lie to you. The only wrestler that I can really say I've ever enjoyed watching, if that is a word, is the great Khali, because he really just cannot move.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big dude, and it gets a little cumbersome.
It's like amazing that anybody ever thought he belonged in a wrestling ring to me. And having the unfortunate displeasure of seeing him live at a SmackDown taping a little over 6 years ago really reinforced that when I had my mom remind me that day how Khali just cannot move.
Now, Man, I mean, that's tough. I don't even know how to react to that, because you're right. Kali was kind of cumbersome. I'm going to bring on my co-host for this week, Erson. How are you this week?
Rich, can you hear me, bro?
Absolutely.
Sorry, sir. Technical difficulties on my end. God bless you for having me again. I know that you're taking your life and your show and your career into your own hands. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. It's hot down here in New Orleans. I think I just saw somebody erupt into flames. It's scalding down here. How are you today?
I'm good. I got you, and I got the kindest gentleman in the NYC, Mr. Colin Furlow, on chatting about, you know, your topic du jour, which is Hate Watch. And Kylan is probably the most easygoingest human being on the planet, because he doesn't hate watch, and I'm fascinated. So I've been really quizzing him as to, like, how that happens.
It's really easy if you develop the mindset of just purely avoid the stuff that you don't like, which I became a master of from the time I could speak, because considering the fact that I don't walk or anything, I was pretty much left to my own devices as soon as I could figure out the stuff that I liked and wanted to watch on TV. Now, that doesn't mean anybody around me has understood most of my choices, but that's okay.
So, Kylan, you usually are the man with the questions, and now I have so many questions to follow up with that. So, there's never been a show or a movie or something you just watched because you had to. That's amazing.
No, if I'm gonna watch something, it's my choice, because either I'm doing this show and I like to do this show, or because I genuinely like the show and nobody's gonna tell me, oh, this is horrible, or you should watch this.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, I respect it, my friend. Before we go to our first break, did you have anything else you wanted to throw out for discussion?
Who would you two fine gentlemen say is the person that you least enjoy watching or having to cover wrestling-wise, besides the controversial New Yorker himself, Vince Russo?
Huh. Oh, well, thank you for that, Kylan. Erson, what do you think?
Well, first of all, yes, that's a fantastic question. Thank you, Kylan, for calling. Please, anybody that wants to talk about hate watching wrestling, please call. Personally, you know, Kylan, I get to kind of do what I want. I get to cover New Japan on Thursdays here on The Torch, and I genuinely like New Japan. So I don't have to really watch people that I dislike. And I've actually had some email conversations with Mr. Russo, and he is a very nice man. He was very nice to me. I don't know about other people's experiences, but I don't sit around and watch wrestling that I don't want to watch, and nobody's forcing me to. So I don't really have anybody that I really dislike covering because I get to cover my favorite wrestler, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, Urson. So that leads me to believe that you and I share the same general philosophy.
Yes, sir. And I totally believe that you should be watching wrestling that you enjoy. Absolutely. And if you are watching wrestling that you enjoy, that's what I'm all about. And you are watching wrestling, I would say, the correct way, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, right? Why give yourself gray hair wrinkles if you don't have to?
That's true. I mean, I had revealed prior to you getting online, Urson, and Kylan, as always, sir, thank you for the phone call, and we will be, I believe it's the end of next month, working together and running yet another of Kylan's special episodes. So I look forward to that. I had revealed I hate listen to the Something to Wrestle With podcast. And I kind of gave up this afternoon because it just got to a kind of a boiling point of I'm using this time, which I could use in so many other ways, in which I'm yelling either while I'm cleaning or doing stuff around the house before I start the show, you know, and I'm getting annoyed at, you know, the things that Bruce Pitchford is saying, because I feel like there should be either a counteractor to it. Conrad, I think, does a great job. But I also know at this point it's kind of like their act. And it's also annoying because it's like the irony of saying that Dave Meltzer and Wade and anyone else that's gotten into wrestling journalism is a pox upon wrestling, and then using their reports as part of your podcast is a very curious thing to me. It's like very like, do you realize what you're doing? And then, you know, when you add in StarCast, there is an element of the, you know, hey, it's a show, bro. And so that
Rich, too, another thing that really infuriates me about the podcasting thing with like Pritchard and Eric Bischoff and stuff is they will literally take to Twitter, stir the fans up. Okay. And a lot of the fans don't seem to realize or they can't see through the work of Pritchard or Bischoff, because it's so easy for Pritchard on his end to just say, well, I was there. You weren't there. I was there. And that's kind of hard to argue. Well, the man was there. But how do you really know he was there? He could just be saying he was there. That's, you know, right. That's the work. And then these fans, they listen to it and they say, well, he was there. And so they get on Twitter and they start telling Dave or Wade or whoever, well, he was there, you weren't there. And they don't understand that it's a game, it's a mental game that they're playing, you know, to create a sort of character, a sort of gimmick. It's like their gimmick, you know. I'm talking about Pritchard and Bischoff and stuff.
Yeah, and you know, you have someone like Conrad that can, you know, hit him as much as he can with the counteract, you know, the truth, or at least closest to the truth possible. And it's just my brain explodes. So I've learned just to take five, back away from the craziness, and you know, chill. And when we come back, we're gonna start proper. Introduce Urson and his fun shows and all the fun stuff he does here at the Torch. And of course, chat with you. So give us a call. Air code 515-605-9345. That's 515-605-9345 here on the Deep Dive.
Wrestling fans, if you're looking for a unique and entertaining way to get your wrestling podcast fix, check out Ring Rust Radio. Ring Rust Radio uses its trademark brand of banter to cover all professional wrestling you love, including WWE, NXT, New Japan, Lucha Underground, ROH, Impact Wrestling, and more. We also hold sit-down interviews with some of the biggest names in the history of the business, such as Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle, Trish Stratus, AJ Styles, and Roman Reigns. For those of you who want their wrestling with a perfect mix of serious analysis and comic relief, find Ring Rust Radio dropping every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive with Urson and Rich. We are talking with you. Make sure you shoot us an email, Eric, or give us a call. And if you're going to give us a call, area code 515-605-9345. If you're going to email us, pwtdive@gmail.com. And while we wait to see if we have any folks willing to jump in the pool, Urson, why don't you tell the fine folks what you do with the tour and all the fun stuff you're doing when not spontaneously combusting in New Orleans?
Well, thank you, Rich. I host the PW Torch New Japan Lioncast. It is a show I do on Thursdays for VIP members where we discuss all the goings-on in New Japan professional wrestling. And I also can be heard, sometimes talking to you and sometimes talking to our good friend Sean Radican about Ring of Honor, which tomorrow we should be covering the Best in the World pay-per-view, so I look forward to that. So, yeah, that's what's going on in my world, just wrestling 24/7, and I appreciate all the listeners. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @UrsinDeRosh, that's URSIN. I know that sounds strange, but if you just type that in, I promise I'll be the only person that comes up, and you can follow me. Or you can follow the podcast @PWTLionCast, where we stick strictly on my personal account. It gets a little crazy with a lot of wrestling talk, a lot of political talk. If that's not your thing, on the show's account, we keep it strictly New Japan news and notes. So, yeah, man, that's what's happening with me. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And yeah, I mean, that's really also the crux of the hate watch, hate listen argument to people who have listened to the Deep Dive by now, who have heard me on Wade's, who have heard me on the East Coast Cast, know where I stand on a lot of political issues. And so my wife is the type where she'll watch CNN, she'll watch MSNBC, she'll listen to like all of the horrors that can occur in a given day. And I'm the type where it's like, nah, I'll go do something else. But then I'll go upstairs and my something else is listening to a podcast that gives me no joy and I'm just shouting. So it's always I say that to say there's no limit to this. I think because we limit it to pro wrestling right now because of the show, you should also think about TV shows you hate watch. You should think about other podcasts you hate listen to. You might even hate listen to the Deep Dive, in which case, I'm sorry, keep listening. It's just a really weird dynamic in human nature where some of us just are wired that way. And, you know, I saw that a lot of people reacted to, as you mentioned, you emailed with them, Vince Russo's appearance on Why It Ended, and how for a person who is reviled by some corners of wrestling fandom, a whole lot of people sure did listen to that podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I did, just real briefly. A few years ago, I was in a band. I play guitar as a hobby, and I was in a band out of Las Vegas. And there was a song that I'd recorded with this band that Vince wanted to use on his podcast. And so there was some interaction, email back and forth between Vince and I about, you know, the use of the song, which I was more than I was ecstatic. Yeah, absolutely. And he was so in the emails. He was so nice, so kind, just over the top, thankful and appreciative. And so you have to keep in mind too, if you know, for the fans out there, that you know, Vince Russo, he understands that he's as you said, disliked by a large segment. And he also understands that people listen to him to hear him scream and holler about professional wrestling. That's how, that's how he gets his thing over, his podcast thing over. I think a lot of the fans, I think that's kind of the work in 2018 or I call it the 21st century work, for lack of a better term, is as fans, we understand that the moves in the ring are choreographed and the guys are not legitimately trying to hurt one another. You know, we understand that. So what the wrestlers do now, and the Bischoff and the Pritchards and the Vince Russos of the wrestling world, is they try to work you from a different angle in as far as trying to confuse you as to what is reality and what is truth, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And that's where, for me, it's like you don't want to get into a position where you're listening or you're watching something. Like a lot of times I mentioned, the easiest place to go is WWE. The easiest place within WWE to go is Roman Reigns. If you don't want to watch a Roman Reigns match, the beauty of the WWE network is you don't have to. The beauty of your remote controller during Raw is you don't have to watch those segments. It's really fun to just enjoy what you enjoy. Like Kylan's question, for me, I love New Japan, but Yoshihashi is the bane of my existence. Now, I can watch a New Japan show with Yoshihashi in it, and it's not going to drive me to drink. So you also have to kind of temper it. If there's something that's giving you that much displeasure or that much just anxiety, it's not good for you.
No. And also, too, going back to what you said earlier, there is I've kind of broken it down into like a couple of things. So as far as let's take WWE, because they're the easiest one to pick on. You have fans that legitimately like the WWE and watch it because they legitimately like it, and that's absolutely fine. You have fans that watch it and they don't like it, but they keep watching it and hate watching it because they're pining away for the time when it was good, and they're waiting for it to be good again, when arguably it hasn't been good in, many years. And then you have fans that don't like it, but they watch it because they want to get on social media and Twitter, It's like who can out snark somebody, who can come up with the snarkiest comment. That's what it's all about. If you haven't watched the show, the Raw or the SmackDown, you're not involved in the conversation. So you have to watch the show to get on Twitter to be involved in the snarky put down conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. It becomes this, can you top this? It's almost like a proliferation of snarkdom. I personally, it's one thing to kind of get your jokes off and have some fun with it, but it's another to just, just dedicate yourself to that. Like, one of the best things I think in the last few years in terms of content is the transition. Like, Wade never did this, but I noticed in reading older, especially because of listening, to those episodes of What Happened When and Why, and other Conrad shows that used the Observer, I didn't notice how snarky Dave was in some of his older reports. And he's kind of gone away from that now. And I think everything's better for it, because if you're reading something and the snarkiness is inside, you're taking it as an editorial rather than just news, and that kind of twists how you interpret it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I think criticizing things, and I want to make that totally clear to all the listeners and fans, is it's absolutely okay to criticize stuff. I mean, when I do the when I do the New Japan podcast on Thursdays, I always start off by saying I'm a professional wrestling critic, because I'm not some news breaking, you know, journalist like Wade or Dave Meltzer. You know, I'm just a guy watching the shows, giving my criticisms. So it's totally okay to critique wrestling or critique anything, and that's not what we're talking about. But if you go back to the 90s, like when we were younger, you look at a show like Mystery Science Theater 3000, where they just sat mm-hmm. down and watched, you know, crappy B sci-fi movies, and, you know,
yeah.
just hit it with, you know, as much vitriol and snarky comments as they could. That's really when things started to take hold. And then the internet came along, and immediately once the internet hit and news groups started popping up about professional wrestling, man, it was on with the over the top, you know, hate and the hate watching or whatever. And it's just kind of, you know, grown since then.
Yeah. And what do you think is the way you kind of get out of this? How do you avoid the hate watch cycle?
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic question. Yeah, so for me, I mean, from my perspective, guys, listen to me. There is too much wrestling out there right now. I mean, we live in a great time for pro wrestling, and I'm not trying to say that pro wrestling is as popular today as it was, say, in 1998 or 1988, because it's not globally. What I'm trying to say is there's just more choices out there for you, and every company has a streaming service. So if you don't like WWE, you have New Japan, and they have a streaming service. Ring of Honor, Progress, you know, I mean, all these companies, there's multiple ways to watch this stuff, you know. I mean, look, even if you have to go get it the bad way, or, you know, pirate it or whatever, or if you don't want to sign up for the streaming service, there is a lot of ways to watch the kind of wrestling that you want to watch. But for some reason, I think that people, they just kind of stick to, you know, what they know. WWE is very easily accessible, comes on USA Network. We just flip to the channel. Maybe they don't want to go through the hassle of trying to stream something or whatever. But I think that's, to answer your question, I think that's the way out, is just back away from WWE, because I promise you, you know, like on Twitter, we all curate our own Twitter feeds, right? So my Twitter feed's going to look different than Rich's. It's going to look different than, you know, someone else's, because we all choose to see what we see. So since I do a New Japan podcast, a lot of my Twitter feed is New Japan fans, and they don't hate watch New Japan. I don't know anybody that hate watches New Japan. Most people, I would say 99.999% of the people that watch New Japan watch it because they love it. They genuinely love to watch it. Now, I mean, that's not to say that we're not critical of it. I mean, the last, the Dominion pay-per-view with Okada Omega Part 4, I was critical of that match when everybody else loved it, said it was the greatest match of all time. I said on my podcast that I didn't think it was the greatest match of all time. I thought some of their other ones they had were better, but that's just my opinion. I thought it was a good match. So, again, critiquing is fine, but, you know, hate watching something. Ring of Honor, that's another company. I don't find many people hate watching Ring of Honor. But
yeah.
People will hate watch Raw and SmackDown.
Now, for me, and we'll get into this a little bit after I take the break, Ring of Honor had become almost a hate watch, but like I said, I'll leave us on that cliffhanger when we come back to the deep dive.
The good, the bad, and the Ugly. The Salamonster sounds off.
Mundo goes to leave, and Taya says, "Wait, aren't you going to put any pants on?" He just goes, "No time for pants," and he walks off. That also happens to be Randy Orton's philosophy in life. My philosophy, too. You see, you don't know if I'm wearing pants right now or not, do you? You can't see. I could be wearing nothing right now, for all you know. No time for pants.
Since 2007, The Salamonster Sounds Off. Available at thesalamonster.com, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, and more.
And welcome back to the Deep Dive with Rich and Erson. When we last were chatting, I was talking about the idea of Ring of Honor as my hate watch, which has since subsided, and it's just a watch again. But one of those side effects of having so much to watch and getting the Honor Club and watching even the house shows, it became a situation where I just wasn't pulled in by the product the way I needed to be a quality, you know, roundtable co-host whenever Sean would pull me in. And so I did take a step back, and then I would watch, or leading up like last night's Best in the World, I really enjoyed it. Spoilers for tomorrow's roundtable. You know, I thought it was a really good showing by almost everybody on the show. But I feel like if I had been in that funk where I felt like I was being forced to watch it, it would have lessened the experience.
Yeah, I agree. And I understand that too. And I've watched Ring of Honor since the very beginning, ordering the DVDs, and I've gone through that with it too. If you look back at the entire, whatever they're on now, year 16 or 17 or whatever, you know, in the post, for me personally, in the post Gabe Sapolsky era, it's had its ups and downs. So yeah, I totally know where you're coming from. And I do the same thing. Hey, when it hits a downturn and I start getting upset with it from week to week, I just stop watching it. And I give it a month or two, and I wait for somebody like you or Sean to say, "Hey, it's good right now." And then I come back to it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a smart way to do it. And I think it's okay to do that with any of this stuff. Like, I watch Progress, I'll watch every chapter, but I won't watch them week to week to week to week. If there's a situation where I can kind of lean into them and watch a couple, and, you know, Super Strong Style, oh, sweet. But, you know, I might not watch every Endeavor. I might not watch every the shows they're doing now in parks and stuff. So you really have to pace yourself, because there's so much content. There's so many things going on. You're going to burn yourself out otherwise.
Yeah, totally. And I really think, too, another thing is that if you really want to be, you know, if you're a fan listening anywhere in the world right now and you really want to be you want to be one of the cool kids, like us, like me, that watches New Japan. So that's what I call us. You know, we're the cool kids at the end of the table in the lunchroom, you know. Look, you know, to me personally, what's happening in professional wrestling, the future, is look at New Japan. They're trying to expand globally, more shows in the United States. Look at NXT, Triple H, they're taking it over to the UK. Now they're going to have NXT UK. That kind of thing, coupled with all of these independent promotions having their own streaming services, that's the future. You know, honestly, truthfully, guys, I let the professionals like Wade and Uncle Dave, I let them handle Raw and SmackDown. And I watched New Japan, and I watched the NXT UK tournament. And, you know, I watch stuff like that. I don't, you know, I'm 41 years old. I've been watching wrestling since I was five, you know? So, I mean, I've watched a lot of WWF, a lot of WWE, a lot of WCW, NWA, all that stuff, you know? But hey, when it gets to the point where it upsets me, I don't want to get on Twitter and constantly have, you know, constantly like hate watch Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's that's where I get a little, because, you know, they've been, especially, I kind of mentioned this a little bit to Kylan earlier. I because of my day job and I was doing another side gig, I really didn't have a lot of time. So there was about a solid month leading into Money in the Bank where I didn't watch all of Raw or all of SmackDown. I'd watch, like, if Wade had me on for the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Post show, sure, I'd watch the whole thing. But if I wasn't on for that show, I could hang back and it was fine. And I didn't feel like I missed anything. I could watch it on Hulu or YouTube. I didn't have to worry about being, you know, like you said with the cool kids analogy, I didn't have to worry about someone saying, oh man, you were totally in the, you know, you're sitting over there with the guys eating glue and you're not, you know, there's no way you know what's going on here. So.
Well, yeah, you know, and something else too that I just want to throw out there that's been on my mind today as I was thinking about talking to you today. Roman Reigns, okay? This is probably, mm-hmm. we had somebody tweet us about Roman earlier today, and I just wanted to say, like, please call the show right now and explain to me why there's so much hate for Roman Reigns, because when I look at the past, like, what's Roman Reigns doing that's so bad? Like, he is just doing, he's working the main event style of wrestling that they've all worked. You know, I mean, he's arguably better in the ring than Cena or Hulk Hogan. Come on, Hulk Hogan couldn't really wrestle, man. Like, you know, so I don't really see what he's doing. I know the promos, the scripted promos aren't that fantastic, but everybody loved him when he was in the Shield. Now, when somebody heard, quote unquote, through a dirt sheet that Vince was going to strap the rocket to him, you know, quote unquote, then the universe explodes and everybody hates Roman Reigns. So it's not a, to me, it's not a what he's doing. To me, he's doing everything right. I think it's become cool to hate Roman Reigns. That's my point. It's become mm-hmm. cool to hate him, to watch the show, to get on Twitter and to say how much you hate Roman Reigns. When if you really take a step back and look at what he's doing, to me, it's not that much different than, you know, what a lot of the other main event WWE guys have done. You know, I mean, yeah, he's not Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart, but he's, you know, there's other people that you can compare him to that he's close with.
And I think it's a dangerous – no, I completely agree with you. There's a dangerous, like, line when it comes to evaluating the WWE and listening to a few people mention it. Like, if you treat it just as you know what you're getting and move on, if you don't like it, that's fine. But I'd also argue – on the flip side, and I'll get to Roman in a moment because I think this fits him perfectly. Most of the time you hate watch, or I find that I've hate watched things or hate listened to things because at one point I did enjoy it, but you then took a step back and realized what the machinations were and it just wasn't something appealing to you. In the case of Roman, even if you want to as a New Japan watcher, this might resonate with you. Why is it that Kenny can use 10 V triggers and Roman can't use 5 Superman punches? Like, yeah, you start setting up unfair, like, standards. Does that make sense, Urson?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, I mean, if you watch that last Omega Okada match, which when Meltzer gave it 7 stars, it kicked off a big war on Twitter between New Japan fans and WWE fans, and that Meltzer was being biased towards New Japan. And they didn't really do a lot of moves in that match. It wasn't tons of moves. They had a, you know, they had a few moves that they did. So yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Roman Reigns is not, no, he's not Bret Hart. He's not Shawn Michaels. He's not Okada. But if you compare him to like John Cena, he's not that far removed from John Cena. You know, as far as the work goes, the in-ring, Cena might have been better on the mic. And, you know, charisma, Cena might have had more charisma, but that's not Roman's gimmick. Roman's gimmick isn't to come out and be this charismatic guy. His charisma, I mean, his gimmick is, I'm an ass kicker. So, like, the ass kicker guy is not going to also be, like, the jokester rapper guy like Cena was trying to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I think it's a matter of balances, and it's also a matter of looking at, again, I think about the mechanism. So you have this guy, and you're more annoyed at what's behind him, like that Vince, like you mentioned, the Rockets getting strapped to him. Vince has this desire to have him as the top guy. And so when that happens, and I just listened to the Why It Ended with Ryback, and that's a great example of that. When Ryback was, you know, the Feed Me More movement kind of like exploded, and it was that perfect storm where it happened, and maybe he should have beat Punk in Hell in a Cell, maybe he shouldn't have, but there was this moment, just like with the Nexus, there was the moment with Wade Barrett, maybe he should have beaten Cena, maybe he shouldn't have. And when you constantly see those moments being let go, you get more and more inclined to want to tune out. And luckily for them, the perfect series of events that precipitated all that led to Punk leaving, guys being injured, and Daniel Bryan winning at WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. And that kind of leveled the waters for a little bit. But then Bryan's injuries, I would argue, exacerbated it for Roman far more than Vince's push ever could. Because then you had the other option taken away permanently.
Oh, I absolutely agree 150%. I mean, that's what it really – if you trace the Roman thing back, that's what it really boils down to. People, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, however long ago it was, I'm sorry that I'm bad with the dates and the times, but people wanted Bryan. They didn't want anybody else. And, there was situations with Bryan. They went with Reigns, and so Reigns got the hate, and now it's more. But now it's morphed into this monster, this Frankenstein monster that it's like cool to hate Roman Reigns, you know. And that's just sad. That's another thing is that there's really no other company that I've seen on a consistent basis where the fans will go and hijack the wrestling shows like WWE. And that goes to what you were saying about the fans know that behind the scenes, Vince, Triple H, Kevin Dunn, Michael Hayes, all these people that really are the puppet masters that control the strings, that they don't have to have Roman out there if they really didn't want to. So the fans know that, and they like to try to say, well, he doesn't have to be out there. He doesn't have to be in the spot he's at. It's because somebody wants him there. Well, newsflash, that's like every wrestling promotion on the planet. I mean, that even goes to the indie fed down the street that runs in a barn in your town on a Friday night for $10. All those guys win those matches because the booker's in the back and he says you're going over tonight. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't have it there. Like you don't have here in Pittsburgh, no one's going to PWX to hate watch it. No one's going to any of these like smaller independent groups and yelling, I can't believe you're putting this guy on top. You guys are crazy. But, you know, you got the biggest wrestling company in the world, and that's what you have to deal with. And you earn that. It's not like you're, you know, if you want the big bucks of the huge contract and all that, you also earn some of the ire with the eyes that you're going to have on it. Because I would argue, And we can talk about this as we close up shop on the other end. With the contract, the WWE has to think about the idea of network television hate watching and how the eyes will lead to even more criticism. And we can touch on that and then skedaddle on out of here when we return to the deep dive.
We know you're a pro wrestling fan, but you might like MMA too. And if so, check out our sister site, MMATorch.com, with live fight event coverage, including UFC pay-per-views, previews of all UFC and Bellator events, the daily news digest, exclusive columns, flashbacks, and much more. Check it out. If you're a fan of MMA, you'll be a fan of MMATorch.com.
All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive with Rich and Erson. We're talking with you about hate watching, hate listening. And before we went to break, I talked about the idea of with SmackDown moving to Fox, they're going to have more eyeballs on them. And so more criticism and more opportunities for people to hate watch. More money, more problems, as the song says. So, Erson, what do you think about that possibility? And do you think they're thinking about that?
For years, we've always heard about, you know, the ratings. I mean, we sit there as, you know, wrestling nerds like we are, we sit there and we would look at those Raw ratings and those SmackDown ratings and see what it's doing. Oh, it's down. It's down this week. That's up this week. And, you know, come to find out, none of that crap really mattered in the end because Fox gave Vince McMahon $1 billion. Come on, $1 billion, guys, you know. And NBC extended the contract to have Raw on USA and gave him more of a percentage of the advertising money generated. So at the end of the day, my question would be, if you're Vince McMahon and people are booing Roman Reigns, they're booing other, maybe they're booing some other baby faces that you're trying to get over. Maybe they're cheering some of the heels that you're trying to get heat on, whatever. At the end of the day, do you even really care anymore? I mean, you know, like these guys over here, man, they just gave me $1 billion over whatever it was, 6 years. To make my, for my B show, not even my A show, for my B show, they gave me $1 billion. So it's like, I agree with you. He is going to have a lot more eyes on him. And there is going to be more criticism, absolutely, on, you know, on social media and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like, hey, let them say what they want. I mean, as long as they're buying Snickers bars and Twizzlers and subscribing to the network and everything looks cool on paper, even if the ratings, you know, even if the ratings have gone down, Fox still wants SmackDown for $1 billion. So it's like, I guess the question would be, how much does it matter? You know?
Yeah. I mean, that you could even look at that with football where Vince is running his XFL and, you know, latest reports through Pro Wrestling Inc. and a couple of other sites mentioned that he's willing to put up $500 million and lose, you know, a couple of $100 million in his quest. It's wild to me that that's going to be what he did. But again, like you said, he doesn't care about the criticism. He wants to just see if he can get something done. And if that doesn't happen, then hey, it you know, I'm just going to deal with it.
No, I agree. And I think he's worked it out to where, I mean, for instance, like NXT, that's more, it seems more geared to me for maybe the old school wrestling fan, you know, it doesn't have as much of the fluff to it as say Raw or SmackDown. So, you know, he's, you know, man, look, I tell you one thing about Vince McMahon, love him or hate him, and anybody who's followed him for a long period of time, the man, I don't know how intelligent he is, but when it comes to this sports entertainment thing, this wrestling thing, and getting it out to people, he's a genius. And he's got, you know, if you want to watch Raw, it's there. If you want to watch SmackDown, it's there. If you want to watch NXT, it's there. If you want to subscribe to my network, it's there. Hey, come watch my football league. I mean, he's really, he really knows how to work that whole, you know, thing, that whole ball of wax that is, you know, World Wrestling Entertainment. And it's, you know, right now it's not my thing. It could be one day, who knows? But yeah, I'm actually looking forward to NXT UK. So yeah, you know, we'll see what happens with the whole Fox deal and all that. Yeah, that's about all I got, Rich.
Oh no, that's fine. I mean, we're at the end of the road, brother, so that's perfect. So before we get out of here, why don't you tell the fine folks again what you do on the Torch, what you do elsewhere, if you're still, I can't remember, because I know you do music, but I don't know if you still have your band, but anything you want to plug, I want to give you an open forum to do so.
Man, I really appreciate you having me. I know you put your career with Wade Keller and the Torch on the line for having me. I don't think I said anything too out of the box.
Oh, no,
having
you're fine.
Said that, I'm just joking. Love you, Rich. Thank you so much for having me, man. Everybody that's listening, if you're a fan of New Japan Pro Wrestling, and why aren't you? You should be. Don't be scared of it. Watch a little bit of it. It's just like any other wrestling. It's just really, really good. You can listen to the podcast. It is on Thursdays for VIP members on the Torch. It's called the NJPW Lioncast. You can follow me on Twitter at UrsinDeroche, at UrsinDeroche. I'd love to hear from you. I love to talk wrestling constantly, nonstop. Definitely hit me up. Hit the show up if you want to just follow that account, PWT Lioncast. And I'm all about engagement. I want to talk to the fans. I like to know what the fans are thinking. I don't like to sit in a bubble and just talk to my nerdy friends. I want to hear what other people are thinking. So hit me up, talk to me, and let's talk some wrestling. Even if it's not New Japan, I also watch Ring of Honor. I'm going to start watching this NXT UK thing. Let's hit me up on Twitter. Let's talk wrestling. Thank you, Rich, for having me. Thanks, Wade, for not, letting me go because of this. I thought I was on, you know, good behavior, and I appreciate your audience putting up with me, and I appreciate you giving me this platform. Thank you, brother.
Hey, always a pleasure, my man. Always welcome back. And definitely next time I'm in New Orleans, I'll be happy to stop by. And speaking of stopping by, I think it's time for us to stop our visit this week here on the Deep Dive with you all. So between now and next week, dive into something new. Give yourself an opportunity to prove that there's an area you can excel in outside of what you thought. Also, listen out for myself, Urson, and Sean Radican doing the Ring of Honor Roundtable from Best in the World. That should be showing up some point this weekend. And as always, if you're interested in what we do here at the Torch, take a listen to the fine things you can get when you go VIP. Now, in addition to being able to hear shows like the Deep Dive ad-free, you'll also be able to be in a position where you can go on in there and hear from some of the greatest minds in wrestling journalism in the past 30 years. So rather than me blathering on, I'm going to leave it to the boss. Be good. See you in a week.
PW Torch Livecast listeners, this show can be ad-free and commercial-free with a VIP membership. VIP members not only enjoy all 7 episodes of the PW Torch Livecast with no commercials and the ads and plugs edited out, but they also get ad-free additions to the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling post-shows and the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling podcast. Also, part of a VIP membership and exclusive shows such as the Every Single Day Wade Keller Hotline, the 3 times a week Bruce Mitchell audio show, including a new weekly mailbag edition with Bruce, The Fix with Todd Martin that I also host, post-pay-per-view roundtables that I host, and other shows on specific topics, including the new Talking Honor podcast with Lola and Harley discussing the latest in ROH, including a review of the latest TV show. And now we are proud to announce that Alan Cunahan, known as Alan4L, has brought his talents to PW Torch after many years at The Observer. And there's a lot of excitement about his new weekly show called Alan4L's Pro Wrest Paradise, with the best coverage of New Japan, all of Japan, the UK indie scene, including the US indie scene. So be sure to become a PW Torch VIP member for as little as $8.25 a month on average, and have multiple new VIP exclusive and ad-free podcasts every day on customizable feeds on your iPhone and Android device. For more information and our sign-up form, go to pwtorch.com/govip, and you'll find out what else comes with VIP membership, including a weekly newsletter, over 1,500 back issues of the Pro Wrestling Torch weekly newsletter that started it all, ad-free access to our mobile and desktop sites, and more. Full lineup, full details, and the sign-up form at pwtorch.com/govip.
No!